Dramatic announcement yesterday as the International Olympic Committee chose Beijing to host the 2022 Winter Games. The losing city was Almaty, Kazakhstan, a major city in an oil-rich country that's trying to become a better-known international destination. And Pierre's Corey Flintoff was in Kazakhstan when the news arrived, but he learned even losing has its benefits.
Almaty has a lot of appeal, sitting at the foot of a stunning mountain range that's capped with snow even in the summer. Those mountains were on display yesterday as the backdrop for a rally in one of the city's main squares. About 1,000 people waited to hear the verdict from the International Olympic Committee. Almaty's bid was not to be. As soon as the committee announced that Beijing would be the host city, the crowd's mood deflated, people rolled up their flags and evaporated from the square. Not everyone was unhappy to see Kazakhstan's bid fail. The idea stirred a lot of opposition from the very beginning, much of it from people who saw the Olympics as a waste of money. Rasul Jumali is a political scientist and former diplomat who says his country isn't ready to host such a costly event.
Because of very weak economic and social situation in Kazakhstan, taking into account the very high level of corruption.
Jumali fears that a big spending project like the Olympics would give crooked politicians and developers a chance to inflate costs and skim money. He says there are better and far more accountable ways to spend those resources.
First of all, I think it must be developing human capital, I mean educational system, healthcare system, the infrastructure.
One promise made by supporters of the Olympic bid was that it would help diversify Kazakhstan's oil-dependent economy by attracting tourism. Opponents say there are better ways to do that, too. This is Dmitry Zhukov, an environmentalist and financial analyst.
We still have very live and vibrant nomadic life. We have best tracts of unspoiled mountains and steppes and desert. And people who are just enthusiasts of nature or tourism.
Zhukov says ecotourism is the best investment for his country, not one-time mega sports events. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Almaty, Kazakhstan.